This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The California Water Resources Control Board would no doubt like to have a little chat with the 38 or so million residents of the Golden State, especially those in Southern California. The board was out with its latest report today. It showed water use in Los Angeles and San Diego actually increased, yes, increased in the middle of a drought, 2% in February. Northern Californians were more prudent. Their conservation helped the state cut its overall water use, but nowhere near the 25% mandatory cuts that Governor Brown ordered a week or so ago. One way to get there might be to change the economics of water use, raise its price. But that, of course, is harder to do than you might think. Marketplace's David Weinberg starts us off today.
Water is cheap. And in a place like dry California, many would argue that the cost of water is too low, given just how scarce it is. But raising the price of water is a political nightmare anywhere in the country, especially in California, the land of propositions. Kelly Salt is an attorney who works on water issues.
Proposition 218 requires that any fees that you impose can't exceed the proportionate cost of providing your service.
In other words, Californians voted to limit how much utilities can charge for water. So if it costs a utility one penny to deliver a gallon, the most it can charge for that is one penny. In the past, one tool utilities have used to get around Proposition 218 is to charge tiered rates. Customers who use a lot of water pay higher rates. Tiered rates are now under challenge in a current court case.
It's difficult to know what the court is going to say in that case. That's the big if.
One thing that is for certain, as of July 1st, the price of water in Southern California is going up. The Metropolitan Water District, which brings water into Southern California from outside the region, is charging penalties to utilities that exceed their allotments. And those utilities will have to pass those costs down to customers. The cost of that extra water could be four times the current rate. Ken Barenclough is an associate professor in the School of Public Policy at UC Riverside.
So you're either going to see some pain associated with reducing demand, or you're going to see pain in terms of a higher water bill if you don't reduce demand.
But either way, it's going to be painful.
Either way, yeah, there's going to be a consequence, right? And that's just sort of the nature of it when water becomes so scarce. Something's got to be done.
I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.